Hey, check this out. For Christmas, man, for your girlfriend, just tell her you need some space, man. Break up with her. Then you save some money.
Break up with your girlfriend? It's too late to do that, man. You can't. Now you'd be a jerk if you did that. If you want
to
break,
you need some space, man. You need to, you know, time alone to think.
This is a good question, though. This is a good point. Justin was talking about this on his show a couple weeks back. You know, can have you broken up with someone so you could avoid getting him a present before?
Yeah.
You know, I think you have to give it a pre-Thanksgiving buffer at least. I think you almost need a month out from Thanksgiving.
Oh, in the relationship. You think females have any sympathy when they break up with you? Hell no.
Oh, they don't break up with me, bro.
It's all on this side. I usually do the breaking up, but what I'm saying, but it's all good, man. I went to Tiffany's last year for my ex-girl. That was a mistake.
Oh, yeah? How much did you drop?
Oh, about $500.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Yeah, you gotta be careful with those relationships that you're not sure are going to last forever. Or at that
tell
time, was it cool?
It. I learned the lesson. Don't ever do jewelry for presents, man.
Just because it's expensive or what?
Yeah, it's expensive, and, you know, unless you're married to the chick, don't do so.
My thoughts exactly.
Keep it cheap, man. For this year, I spent like $25.
What'd you get?
I got like some her name in glass at the PX, man. I'm posted. This glass artist.
Uh huh.
And it was like $25 to get her name like made out of glass.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
$25. Yeah.
That's a good idea, man.
I'm curious to see what she got me. She said I'm gonna like it, but who knows.
What are you hoping for?
Hopefully, you know, a box of condoms and she helped me use them, but who knows? You know, I'm deported to Iraq, so, you know, ain't much better of a Christmas gift than that.
There you go, man.
So,
get it while you can.
Right.
Thanks for calling, bro, and thanks for everything you do for our country, man.
Yep, no problem.
See you later. You know, it's freak out time. Freak out time for Christmas. That's the theme.
Yep.
Days away. Do you know anyone who really panics? Oh my God, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta buy one for Pappy, and...
Don't know anybody like that.
No? Oh.
See, this is why I always do Christmas like 2 weeks early, that way I don't get into that last minute panic and have to deal with all these maniac shoppers.
You've already done Christmas?
Yeah. For my wife, anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cheating, okay.
We always do ours like a week and a half, 2 weeks early. Then the rest of the family, we get their stuff, you know.
See, I was always bugged by the kids growing up who did Christmas on, like, Christmas Eve. You know what I mean? They opened Christmas presents on Christmas Eve, and I'm like, what? What's
you
Santa
can't open all of them. You gotta save something.
Well, and it's like, what's Santa giving you preferential treatment for, you know? That's the
Santa
big thing.
Santa always hated me.
Is there, yeah. He was pretty cool to me, to be honest. I usually left him some decent snacks.
Magic brownies?
Nah, I hadn't thought of that. But maybe this year.
Worth a shot. Maybe you get something really good.
Yeah.